Well, next, data centres. Since 2015, the amount of electricity needed to run them has increased by 22.6%. In comparison, electricity demands for the rest of the economy jumped by 0.4% in the same period. A new report from UCC and commissioned by Friends of the Earth says that if that trend continues, electricity supply needed for data centres could exceed that of Ireland's entire industrial sector. The author of the report, Dr. Hannah Daly, is with us now. Dr. Daly, what does this mean to us if electricity supply needs for data centres increase? What's the impact it can have on our daily lives?
Good morning. Yes, the rise of artificial intelligence suggests a really new booming era of electricity demand growth, and Ireland has become a global hub for data centres who are creating this artificial intelligence. And the growth might only be limited by the ability of our power networks and new power generation capacity to accommodate them, such as the huge strength of this new industry. And what this report shows is that the growing capacity of renewable energy is really not sufficient to meet the rising demand, at least in the short to medium term, and that it will cause, it's causing and it will continue to cause greater fossil fuel dependence, greater greenhouse gas emissions, and that we need stronger climate policies to keep the growth in line with our commitments. So as you rightly said, Ireland's electricity demand would have been relatively flat over the past decade if it was not for data centres. So instead, our overall electricity demand grew by around 25%, which was the fastest rate in the EU, while electricity demand in the EU as a whole fell by about 3%. So that has profound consequences for our energy system, because the benefits of renewable energy, of wind and solar energy for our climate and for energy security, those benefits only arise when they're replacing fossil fuels and not serving new demand. What we've seen because of this extraordinary growth, all the additional wind energy generation in Ireland since 2017 was absorbed by data centres. So effectively, in our energy transition, we're running just a standstill.
Well, what's the impact on our climate change goals then going forward?
Well, this has consequences for greenhouse gas emissions, both from the electricity sector and actually from natural gas as well. So firstly, the electricity sector, because data centres are growing far faster than they're bringing on additional renewable energy through corporate power purchase agreements. That means they're fueling additional natural gas and other sources of electricity demand. And so we calculate that around 6 million tonnes of CO2 emissions will be caused by this growth in data centres in the period to 2030. And that's a relatively conservative estimate on electricity demand growth. But what this report points to is even more concerning, that to get around these kind of power network limitations, because our electricity grid can only handle so much electricity, and especially in the Dublin area, there are huge constraints because of the concentration of data centres, that these developments are increasingly seeking connections to the natural gas network to generate their own energy. And now natural gas, it's a fossil fuel, and it's much less efficient than electricity. And this could cause an additional 3.6 million tonnes. And that's not being counted for in our climate action plan. This also could be a very significant underestimate, because dozens of data centres are seeking even more connections to the natural gas network. Really, the power demand is insatiable.
We import electricity via interconnectors. We'll continue to do that into the future. So do we need to worry about the rise in emissions and our climate change goals?
Yes, we know that, you know, we have a duty as good global citizens to cut our emissions and to align our economic model with a decarbonized world. I think everyone listening to this program is concerned about climate change and doesn't want to see, you know, Ireland's status as a climate laggard to continue. We're very well aware of the threat of the fines from Europe as well for exceeding our greenhouse gas targets. And the nature of our carbon budgets, which are legally binding kind of climate commitments, that means that excesses of greenhouse gases in one sector will have to be made up for in other sectors. And that's going to cause greater efforts. And also, what signal does it send if one sector can grow at 20% per year and connect to fossil fuel infrastructure while we ask other people, other businesses, other sectors to take really strong action to cut emissions.
Well, in July this year, the EPA said our greenhouse gas emissions fell by 6.8%, the lowest level in three decades. The biggest driver was a 22% drop in emissions from power generation. So is the challenge overstated here?
I think our electricity sector has the emissions fell significantly last year. That's mainly due to imports in electricity, and we've basically have maxed out the imports of electricity from Great Britain. Now, we don't know to what extent that is driving more fossil fuel use in Great Britain. So the potential we're potentially exporting our emissions problem elsewhere, but it's certainly the case that increasing natural gas dependence is causing greater emissions, and locking in even more fossil fuel infrastructure is going to leave our children and grandchildren with an even greater mountain to climb.
Well, Friends of the Earth commissioned this research, and it wants an immediate moratorium on data centre expansion in the programme for government. Is that a good thing?
I would say that if we're to keep our carbon budgets, our legally binding carbon budgets, it's very clear that we need to enforce stricter.
But does it stymie development?
I'm personally not against development, but I think our development and our economic model needs to be aligned with a decarbonized future. And what this report shows is that the current trajectory of data center growth is really not aligned with that vision.
Dr. Hannah Daly, Professor in Sustainable Energy at UCC, thanks for joining us.